a number of us went to a retreat in Georgia last weekend, and one of the main speakers was Sherry Silk out of Bethel Church in Reading. Her husband is one of the main pastors there. He works alongside Bill Johnson. And she read this declaration, I guess, that a young woman had sent her. And all of us there just thought it was so powerful. And Jeannie transcribed it from the audio portion of it, because we can't give it out in print yet because we don't know who wrote it. We need to give her credit for that whenever we find out who that is. But we just felt like it would be very appropriate to read today for Mother's Day. And this is for all women who have carried life in them, whether that be biological or spiritual. And if you live in a kingdom where Jesus is king, this is kind of a behind-the-scenes look of exactly what's going on as you Mother Day today. And, my willingness to carry life is the revenge, the antidote, the great rebuttal of every murder, every abortion, and every genocide. I sustain humanity. Deep inside of me, life grows. I am death's opposition. I have pushed back the hand of darkness today. I have caused there to be a weakening tremor among the ranks of those set on earth's destruction. Today is a vibration that calls angels to attention, echoed throughout time. Our laughter threatened hell today. I dined with the greats of God's army. I made their meals. I tied their shoes. Today I walked with greatness, and when they were tired, I carried them. I have poured myself out for the cause today. It is finally quiet, but life stirs inside of me. Gaining strength, the pulse of life sends a constant reminder to both good and evil that I have yielded myself to heaven and now carry its dream. No angel has ever had such a privilege, nor any man. I am humbled by the honor. I am great with destiny. I birthed the freedom fighters in the Great War. I am a leader of the underground resistance. I smile at the disguise of my troops, surrounded by a host of warriors, destiny swirling invisible yet tangible, and the anointing to alter history. Our footsteps making land for conquest, we move undetected in the common places. Today, I was the barrier between evil and innocence. I was the gatekeeper watching over the hope of mankind, and no intruder trespassed. There is not an hour of day or night when I turn from my post. The fierceness of my love is unmatched on earth, and because I smiled instead of frowned, the world will know the power of grace. Hope has feet, and it will run to the corners of earth because I stood up against destruction. I am a woman. I am a mother. I am a keeper and sustainer of life here on earth. Heaven stands in honor of my mission. No one else can carry my call. I am the daughter of Eve. Eve has been redeemed. I am the opposition of death. I am woman.
Amen.